In your face. Machine there with Fader. You are on In Your Face here on Smith Street, here on 3CR with James. And I'm joined by dear friend of the show, Phil Solomon, a.k.a. DJ Goat spokesperson. Phil, welcome back. It is so good to have you on board.
So great to be talking to you again.
Phil, you have gone whoosh. I mean, you went to Queensland to kind of, you know, prepare for your massive tour of Europe as a DJ. But then you found yourself DJing all these parties in Sydney. What have you been up to?
So basically, I had two gigs through Action, which is a party that happens in, it used to happen in fairly regularly in summer. They're on a little hiatus at the moment. So I was part of the Sydney debut for that. And then I also played at the Pride Party for the new Trough Club in Sydney, which is a kind of purpose-built play Wonderland. And it's been going great guns since then. And after I arrived, I started getting all of these inquiries, which, I mean, I don't know if anyone's been following my career in Melbourne, but the frequency with which I was booked while I was in Sydney was quite shocking, actually. So it's been great. And Sydney, as far as everybody knows, is a bit of a sleepy town. Since, you know, all of the, lockout laws and all of that stuff. But recently it's been going great guns.
Look, I certainly have been watching you on social media and I was just amazed at how many gigs you were getting when you were kind of meant to be having a little hiatus before the big tour of Europe. And, I mean, is it because you have this supernatural ability almost to read the room and you played one gig in Sydney and people picked up on that?
Look, I would love to say that's the reason, but I think it's more about who you know, as everybody knows. I think once people are aware of your existence, I mean, that's the beginning, really. And because I kind of, have been going to all of the parties and I've been talking to all of the people, like a lot of the gigs that I got in Sydney were through my very lovely friend, Peter Shapovsky, who runs the House of Mints parties. And so he got me on at the Columbian, which is a iconic Sydney institution on Oxford Street. And so through him and through Trough and, definitely just being around people and talking to people and them knowing that I play music, rather. And it just went from there.
What have your observations of Oxford Street been like? I mean, there's been talk of a big police presence. There's talk of venues dying. Yeah. What's the vibe?
Look, it's still kind of in its, what would you call it? Like the larval stage. Like there's a lot of different little parties that are popping up. And also big parties like ARC, the famous ARC, has just started a new Saturday night party. There was Play Nice Confidential run by Jackie Cunningham, which is a lovely sort of queer party that's happening, a bit further out from Oxford Street, but still a queer party that is sort of trying to bring back some of the magic that Oxford Street and Darlinghurst and Sydney in general had. That being said, there were some empty rooms, I won't lie, and it's still kind of finding its feet, I think. And I think Sydneysiders are remembering that there are parties. And the weird thing is, at 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturday nights, the Columbian is absolutely pumping, which is just bizarre. Because basically all of the clubs around the Columbian are closing, as in closing for the night. And so everyone turns up at the Columbian at 5 o'clock in the morning, ready to party or ready to continue partying. So that was wonderful. I played the main floor of the Columbian at 5 o'clock in the morning. I had this incredible crowd, you know, just really loving whatever I put down, which is a dream for a DJ, to have the, I like to call them the cookers, the ones that go hard, even after everyone else has gone to sleep. And, those are the people who are not requesting songs. They are just there for the vibe. And that is lovely.
And that augurs really well for Berlin. I mean, what's it going to be like in Berlin? You're going over there. You've got a big gig in September. I remember a few years ago, actually, you represented Australia at the opening party, the official opening party for Folsom in Berlin. And I guess you're tapping into your networks again from that time.
Yeah. So Folsom Europe is... I think like the 7th till the 13th or something of September. And the opening party will be on Thursday at an amazing sort of theatre that has been repurposed as a kind of event space. And yeah, so the official Folsom Europe opening party will be happening there. And I will be playing alongside some incredible talent, including DJ Hell, who is incredible international Berlin-based DJ, which is going to be incredible.
What's it like in Berlin at the moment with the clubs? I mean, is it similar to Sydney? I imagine it's a different planet.
It is definitely a different planet. Look, you know, there are clubs that are closing and you know, like huge institutions that are being, you know, evicted and all kinds of, you know, the standard kind of gentrification effect. However, you know, like every time I open up my Instagram feed, there's a different party. I'm hearing not just about a different party, a different queer party happening in Berlin. So I think it's going okay. There's just some incredible things, you know, 24-hour parties that go through the day and night. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, but I'm also really excited about exploring a bit further than Berlin, because, you know, Berlin is known as the kind of epicenter of Europe's party scene, but there are some incredible parties happening in Athens and other places that, you know, we don't hear about in our little sort of corner of the world. But yeah, there's lots going on in Europe in general. And I'm hoping, like, once I get there and start talking to people and people actually, you know, start noticing that I exist, I think, the gigs are going to start rolling in. And if not, I'm still very excited about being there. So.
Well, that's your secret sauce, isn't it? You put yourself in the environment and you just kind of, you know, go with the energy. You ride the wave. Where do you think you'll end up after Berlin? I'm fascinated. Will you be in Athens? Will you go to Spain? Like, where?
Yeah.
The Czech Republic?
All of the places. All of the places. Like, I even wanted to try and make it to Hungary, because I'm not sure if you've heard, but they recently got rid of their despotic president or prime minister. I can't remember which.
Orban, he's gone.
Yeah. So I'd imagine that the Hungarians are really up for a party after many, many years of not being able to.
Well, exactly. I mean, his suppression laws of queer media, queer arts were massive. Yeah. It will be interesting to see if, you know, the times have been able to loosen things up a bit at the clubs, or if there's still a hangover from that era. That would be fascinating. But Budapest, can you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, I've only been there once, and it's a beautiful city. I don't know what the party scene is like, but I imagine that it's on its way to exploding.
I'm fascinated by Folsom, though, because, I mean, just for listeners who don't know, what could you tell us about Folsom Europe?
There's a Folsom in San Francisco. That's where it started. It's named after Folsom Street. And basically, it is a lot of very naughty people fully embracing their carnal desires in the street. in an open air kind of festival. I mean, there's barriers and things like that, but it's a big love fest in the street. And Folsom Europe obviously won't be left behind in that instance. I think people already know the sort of licentiousness of Berlin, and I think Folsom Europe kind of takes it to the next level. And obviously, there's lots of parties happening at the same time. It's going to be a bit of a debauched event.
And that's your shtick. I mean, that's what you've got the reputation for here. You play at those parties. I mean, you've done Adam at Circuit. You've done the sauna sessions in Sydney. And I think you did one down here as well. I mean, that's where you excel.
Yeah, I will just correct you a little bit there. I didn't do the sauna sessions. That's my hero, Johnny Seymour, my DJ hero, Johnny Seymour. He's famous for his sauna sessions at the at Kensington, which is sadly a sauna that shut down many years ago. And I think from listening to him specifically and his sauna sessions, I started to get into this idea of music for that kind of vibe. I just really, really dug that vibe. I think, you know, my sort of the kind of music that sort of really sits in my heart is the kind of music that gets people in that mood. You know, since then I've kind of explored sort of harder, more kind of excitable music, but yeah, that's where my heart really lies, that sort of sexy, sleazy sort of vibe. And it's become I've become a bit typecast to that vibe, actually, which I don't mind, but I definitely want to start pushing myself more into not necessarily mainstream spaces, but maybe less carnally focused spaces, perhaps.
Like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly, perhaps.
Absolutely. A more well-behaved butterfly.
Phil Solomon, it has been a joy to chat with you. I remember we did our first interview back in 2018 when you were a filmmaker. And then in 2020, you were taking off as a DJ, doing virtual DJing with naked people watching you online. And we've kind of kept in touch ever since. We are turning 50 real soon at 3CR. And I thought, I've just got to get Phil back on the show because you've been a real stalwart of DJing in this town. And it's nice to occasionally chat with you and go along the journey with you. Phil, best of luck in Europe. You're going to do us proud opening the acclaimed Folsom party in Berlin. And keep in touch. Love to hear about what you're doing in Europe more broadly.
I definitely will. Thank you so much, James.
No worries.
Always
take
a pleasure.
Care. Cheers.
Cheers.
The wonderful Phil Solomon there.
3CR.
In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ+ communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.